Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Vast Horizon, Season 3, Episode 10, What You Are. Once, in a small and prosperous village, there were three young men of able body who were known for doing nothing at all. They neither farmed nor herded, neither baked nor rowed. All day they would walk about town and out to the farms, casting ill words at those they met.
So ugly.
One day the three young men came upon an old farmer in a distant field. The old man, gray-haired and gray-bearded, was doubled over at work, planting young fruit saplings. The saplings were healthy but small, coming up only to the knees of the tired old man.
The court has settled upon its verdict in the case of the people of the Technocracy and Free Planet Alliance against Exilarchy Sun Sanon Onrun. In the charges of participating in an attack on Technocracy Humanitarian and Trenan aid ships sent to the moon of Harnan during the Siege of Five Rivers, we find Sun Sanon Onrun guilty. In the charges of taking civilian and aid worker hostages from Technocracy Humanitarian and Trenan aid ships during the Siege of Five Rivers, we find Sun Sanon Onrun not guilty. And in the charge of the conscription of child soldiers into the forces of the Exilarchy from multiple cities and communities of Harnan, we find Sun Sanon Onrun guilty, but under conditional terms. Given the full account of events during the Siege of Five Rivers and the endorsements of character given by Captain Everett R. Sarpon of the OTV Prospect, Captain Thinquan Gran of the OTV Juma, and Diplomate Auden Barrow of Strand 4, this court rules that Sun Sanon Onrun is to serve 5 years of imprisonment at the Entain Correctional and Confinement Complex at Nenten Yon, with the option of parole after 4 years, and 2,000 hours of mandatory service to an Alliance charitable cause, selected at the prisoner's discretion. This trial is now concluded. Sun Sanon Onrun is to be surrendered to custody for transportation to Nenten Yon.
It is a much better sentence, and more aligned with those given out after the war.
Yes, I understand. And thank you, my Renren Ka. I could not have found better counsel.
This is true. The judge was very bewildered to dismiss your defense.
I could not tell, but your talents were not wasted.
Mainren, Sun Sanon Onrun must come with me for transport.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Mainren Renren Ka and Sun Sanon Onrun.
I am Renren Ka. And this is my client, Sun Sanon Onrun. We're not taking any questions at this time, and my client is due for transport to Nenten Yon.
General, I've been directed to transport Sun Sanon now.
Officer, you are dismissed. Here is an order to remit the prisoner Sun Sanon Onrun into my custody for transport to a hearing on the events of TCS-72.
I do not know what TCS-72 is.
Ali.
Perhaps I would prefer the confinement complex.
Either way, you are coming with me. You as well, Mainren Renben Khan, by request of Shanran Senshian.
Yes, of course, General. Lead the way.
When we get into the chamber, Sun Sanon, please follow me to the reserved seat. Mainren Renben Khan, please take a seat with Shanran Senshian and the others from the Slip Armada Council.
I have told everything to the Admiral already.
This will not be for the Admiral, son. This proceeding is presented to the Order and even Dr. Bond. This is the third day of these meetings.
There are too many layers to this system.
The proceedings are intended to conclude today. Much of the discussion behind the events of the Bifrost, the loss of the Walton, and the current understanding of the science behind the Alley has been discussed. But now we have moved to witness testimony, more regarding the Alley's actions and involvement, and final decisions for the Technocracy and Alliance going forward.
It is convenient that I was able to see through my sentencing beforehand.
Attempts were made not to disrupt your trial, seeing as how we had several days to bring you in.
Thank you for the consideration.
Please, stay quiet until you are called upon.
Excuse me. Juan Runten. Mention it. Don Kenten and Contrenlin Renchen. Mention it.
Thank you. Now that recess is over, we will continue with the discussion of the events surrounding the entity called Ali and the happenings in the TCS-72 system. All the individuals with first-hand knowledge of the Ali have been assembled, although their previous statements are available in the report of events. Fellow members of the Order, please state your requests.
I would like to hear from the witnesses regarding their perception of the Ali's mental state. If any of the witnesses have anything to say in this regard, please step forward.
This is Arnfiend Stonen. Her words will be translated from Trenrin. As you have read, she was responsible for saving Gunnery Sergeant Lawrence from the OTV Walton.
And so has had direct contact with the Ali.
Hello, Order of the Technocracy. I have seen and heard the influence and voice of Ali. It is a mind I cannot begin to believe you can judge from where you stand. What I mean is that I cannot comprehend the full mental state of Ali. Even having been with it, it cared for the for Dr. Eck, but it cared more for its own goals. When it acted to harm others, it was in pursuit of the protection of those goals, possibly in protection of the lives it wished to create. This is not the action of madness. Thank you.
Thank you, Arnfiend Stonen.
This is Sun Sinan on Rune. Sinan.
Ali made multiple threats onto my life and placed me in danger by selecting me without my knowledge to remain upon the shattered pieces of the Bifrost. Ali utilized the equipment of the Technocracy to stop my self-control, and it threatened to use Dr. Eck as a means to murder me. But it continued to learn, and along the way, it stopped threatening me, and eventually thanked me and bid me goodbye. It is not a child, yet like one, it uses every moment and interaction to influence its next action. I believe Ali to be fully sane, and fully outside of the power of this Order, the Alliance, or my Imperium to control. That is all.
Thank you, Sun Sanan on Rune. I would like to extend my sympathies for what you endured while on the Bifrost and the Walton. Thank you for speaking with us.
Finally, we have Gunnery Sergeant Samuel Lawrence.
The majority of my insights have been written in the report. But as for its mental state, its ability to collect information, process it, and then act is beyond our comprehension. Its decisions have ranged from saving the embryonic vats from failure, granted for its own gain, to executing the genocide of an entire spacefaring species across three planets. I think it is trying to better itself, but I don't think we can know what it thinks better is. I also doubt that there is anything outside its ability. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Sergeant. These three were all of the primary first-hand witnesses.
I would be interested to know more regarding the Ali's possible involvement in the destruction of the Bifrost. This is not limited to those with first-hand interactions with the enemy.
Dr. Ganem, I do not believe that the Ali was directly responsible for the loss of the Bifrost. At least not intentionally. From what we learned about its intentions for the embryonic vats, the Bifrost would have been a vastly beneficial tool for its emergence. The Bifrost was a colony vessel, and the emergence is essentially a colony. If it could have stopped its destruction for its own benefit, I believe it would have.
Additionally, based on the scans of the debris and information from Captain Park and my team, the Bifrost destruction event took place outside the heliosphere of TCS-72.
Also, with the loss of the other vessels in the area, like the Syroi 7 and Arnfim Stonin's Tin, which we cannot see any benefit in Ally destroying, we see this as a separate problem altogether.
While I can agree, based on the collected evidence, that the Ally was not consciously responsible for the destruction of the Bifrost, I also believe we cannot fully rule out any influence on its part. Until we better understand it, we must hold on to caution. As for the TCS-72 solar system and the area encompassed in its heliosphere, I move for a vote on issuing a quarantine. Any member of the Order who wishes to make a statement regarding a quarantine vote can do so now. Yes, Dr. Vergana.
A quarantine of the system will not work both ways. We have no guarantee that because we remove ourselves from the new emergence in S-72 and the Ally, that they in turn will want to stay isolated.
If you leave Ally alone, I think it wants nothing more to do with us, the human technocracy or any Trenin, from Alliance or the Imperium. It does not care for us or our existence. Leave it as such.
Thank you, Sansenan. But we're past the point of your required statements. How long until the people of the Emergence learn about us? Will they know we are their forebearers? How long until the Emergence reaches spaceflight? The technology is available to them now, at the beginning of the creation. So how are we to assume they will stay in their system with the power at their disposal?
I don't...
Sit down, Sergeant. I know what you want to say. Order, with the power at the Ally's disposal, why are we even sitting here? Why did the Bifrost vessels make it free of the system? Why were any of the colonists permitted to live? Because the Ally permitted it. If it wants to keep the people of the Emergence in the dark about us, they will never know. If it wants to stop them from ever leaving their planet's orbit, let alone their solar system, they never will. The power you think is at their disposal is an entity in its own right with a mind of its own. More so, they are at its disposal. The threat for now is not the people who will come from the Emergence, but the Ally that will result when there are more people it wishes to protect. Leaving the system alone is the best option.
Admiral Lau, we both see the problem, but view it in different ways. We cannot abide a dangerous neighbor.
No, Dr. Regana, we cannot survive by pestering our neighbors. More so when they are the stronger force.
If we agree that the system is to be left alone and officially quarantined, this is fine, but what does the Ally mean for our understanding of life? How can we begin to reconcile our current view of physical sentience with an entity that breaks from our hard-won understanding?
Dr. Akaro, I agree we should quarantine the system and bring the vote to the Order, but the philosophical and scientific debate regarding our collective understanding is not currently on the floor.
Yes, of course, it will come later, but if we do not understand it, we surely must work to better understand ourselves. If it is possible for the Ally, it surely must be possible for us.
Surely, Dr. Okoro, you do not mean that we should attempt to create, an entity of our own?
No.
But why not? Why should we not strive for that level of creation? The reports from Sansenan on Rune tell us that the Ally was created by a species, and it must thusly be possible for us to recreate it, or something similar to it. We cannot allow ourselves to fall behind and continue as the weaker part.
And the very people who created Ally are those it first eradicated.
We do not know how or why they created the Ally, and we have no way of understanding if we are even close to such a capability. This is not part of our current debate.
Deciding how we protect ourselves from the very thing we want to lock away is certainly relevant, Dr. Wagoner.
Perhaps given your line of thinking, Dr. Regana, it is not security you seek, but power. To that end, you will only find the end of your technocracy. No weapon is worth all that death. If anyone would know, it would be Dr. Nolira Chiang and Tui. But as we know, she is not here to give her own defense.
Sun Sanan is correct. Creating Ally was their mistake. We need to learn from it before we make it ours.
So we bring it to a vote. The quarantine of TCS-72 and the Alley entity. The abandonment of the embryonic vats and the acknowledgement of the emergence. Please indicate your level of approval. Collectively, the Order of the Technocracy declares a quarantine on the TCS-72 solar system and its heliosphere. The motion will be sent to the Alliance of Free Planets for their eventual vote, with current provisional status decreed by Shanron Banzan San Xian, present here.
Given the rights bestowed on me by the Alliance, I accept the vote to quarantine TCS-72 and its heliosphere on behalf of the Alliance until a full vote can be issued.
Thank you, Shanron. In the meantime, this quarantine will be enforced by technocracy forces, and the area of TCS-72 is not to be claimed as technocracy space. We also request it not be claimed as Alliance space. Additionally, a special committee will be assembled to bring forth a report of the TCS-72 events to our Exilarchy ambassadors.
I would like to formally request that both Sansanon on Rune and Arnfiend Stonen, citizens of the Exilarchy and first-hand witnesses to the events, be brought in as part of the committee as members and not only as witness testimony.
It would be a pivotal political statement to have two Exilarchy Trennin on an action committee.
They may be members of the Exilarchy, but they have no training for political matters.
In the end, it is a request. Sansanon and Arnfiend will decide for themselves. With the issue of quarantine passed, this meeting has concluded. Each member must discuss with their own department what the existence of the Alley and the events of TCS-72 mean for their own projects. Proposals are to be brought before the assembled order in 30 days' time. Thank you.
I am not sure I can make that decision now. Though I fully support a quarantine of Alley space, I am required to report to Entai.
I will speak with them on your behalf. Work with the committee on behalf of a safer solution will most likely count towards mandatory community service. And it would be a far more comfortable life than a stay at Entai.
It does seem far preferable.
And Arnfiend Stonen, I hope you can understand me.
I can. The translator is active.
I am Myron Raymond Khan, and I will happily work with you to situate yourself in the committee, if you so choose to be a part.
I will think about it. But I am not a prisoner, and I have duties back in the Imperium.
Of course, and we can speak with Ambassador about this, if you would like to try.
I will think about it. Farewell for now, Myron. Soon.
Auf Wiedersehen. Tell me, Myron, if this is how meetings of the Order commonly proceed.
You were only here for a small portion of a single day, so that is good fortune. They can draw on for far too long. I can say your decisions to speak up were very entertaining and informative, but certainly did not win you too many friends.
I am not here to make friends.
Yes, I'm sure. But let us go ahead and begin the work of getting you under the committee. If I am a talented mind ren, which I believe myself to be, perhaps you will never see the inside of a confinement complex.
Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
I heard you were reassigned.
Yes, sir. I have been reassigned to the OTV Far Sparrow under Captain Doshi. We ship out in 5 days.
Best of luck at your new posting.
Thank you, Captain. Same to you and your new vessel. And great congratulations on your promotion, Captain Gron. The OTV Yuma is lucky to have you, ma'am.
Thank you, Sergeant. And best of luck back out there. It seems that space is becoming a more interesting place every moment. Tell me more about the Far Sparrow's mission.
We will be one of the first rounds of patrols sent to enforce the new quarantine.
I am sorry they are sending you back there. It seems like an oversight.
While I feel that way sometimes, ma'am, I still feel like I'll be doing the job I was meant to do.
Still, I hope you get the help you need. Your encounter with the Alley and its power was not a matter to be overlooked, no matter how quickly you were revived.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I'm still receiving treatment, but I'm well.
Hello, Leslie. Kenapen Intron.
Hello, and my belated congratulations for your promotion, Captain Grahl. The first Trennin captain of the Technocracy. A true accomplishment of the Alliance.
Thank you. It is a great honor. Everett and I have wanted to know what has become of the Bifrost Project.
All of the Bifrost crew are accounted for and prepared for another launch. Some colonists may abandon the project. We'll find others who see the benefits. Given the requirements for reconstructing the Bifrost, it appears the process will be much faster this time. The logistics and planning are done. All they have to do is build the thing. A new vessel. Few names in the air. Not a lot of people feeling too keen to get back on another Bifrost after what happened.
Current projections have us launching again in just over 6 years' time. The captain and I are considering going into cryo until then.
Have to save more time for life on the core system. This body won't keep waiting for every Dodge disaster.
Has there been a new route established?
Yes. Avoiding the new quarantine will not set us back too much time at all, and new slipline points are already being rerouted for increased safety.
There was some of the Bifrost that passed into TCS-72.
It will not be recovered. Only those remains outside the quarantine will be returned for repair and processing.
It will take time, but we will get there eventually. The core system will still usher in a new era of growth for the Technocracy and Alliance.
What of the colonists who lost their embryos?
The loss was always a possibility, but they must endure the loss and constant reminder of failure. Emotionally, as a father, I cannot imagine losing my sons, but these were not children of memory, but rather children of hope, and many, not all of them, have the ability to create more. It is a difficult position, but we must rebuild our hope for a new future in the core.
The current public record is considerably light on the facts of their loss. I do not envy you for that.
Excuse me, Captains. I have to report to the Far Sparrow for checks this afternoon. Thank you for everything, and good luck.
Good luck, Sergeant.
Why tell everyone when it helps no one?
The first of the young men laughed at the old man and said, "Why are you planting those sapling twigs, old man?" The second of the young men, mocking the man's bent posture, laughed. "You are already so old, you may never come to see the fruit of your work." The third young man, staring at the tiny trees, wondered still, "Why waste the time you have left doing something you may never see the benefits of?" The old man, unhappy with the convictions of the young men, kept at his work and said, "You may very well be right. It will be many years still until my saplings grow to fruit, and maybe I will not be here to taste it, but certainly others will be. My family and friends, my neighbors and visitors, each that comes this way will remember me and the hard work I have done, even after death comes for me. But what of you, young men? Life, like death, is greatly unpredictable. And just as you think I may not be here to eat the fruit, it is also true that you may not be."
Thank you for meeting me here. Have you met them before?
Her sister, yes.
She should be here, and the parents. Dr. Antwi?
General. And you must be Captain Park. Please, come in. Shanchun Yi Qin Di Da Le. My husband will be out in a moment. Can I get you anything? Tea?
No, thank you.
Have you been very busy after returning to the stations, Captain Park? I can only imagine how many meetings and hearings there must be after the loss of a vessel like the Bifrost.
Yes, it's just been over a month now of daily meetings. Much of it planned for the project's rebuild and eventual relaunch.
Hello, General, and Captain. Thank you for coming. While we wait, have you heard any news from Lawrence? I was speaking with an old friend recently. Reminded me of him.
No, I'm sorry, Dr. Jiang. I don't have an update on Sergeant Lawrence.
Sergeant Samuel Lawrence? He was recently assigned to the vessel of a friend of mine. A fellow captain, the OTV Far Sparrow, I think. Launched a couple of days ago.
I did not know you knew him, Captain Park.
Not well.
Hello again, General, and Captain Park. I'm sorry to say it's not exactly nice to see you. Oh, this is Dr. Miriam Wu. Don't worry, she knows everything.
Oh, hello.
Yes, Dr. Wu and I have met before.
Now that we are all here, I can't afford to wait any longer. We've stayed quiet about everything and done our part to help Nolira's new life, but she hasn't even reached out to us since the Bifrost colonists returned.
We know she's not supposed to, since she's not meant to have connection with us and all, but...
How is she?
Where is she?
Of the catastrophic event that led to the loss of the Bifrost, there is only one casualty.
We don't have many of the details, but during the evacuation of the Bifrost, your daughter realized that the nursery's emergency systems, responsible for the sustained control of the embryonic vats, had not properly deployed. The nursery crew had already evacuated and Nolira stayed on board to manually reset the vats. But it was around this time that the Bifrost suffered massive damage. By the time rescue teams reached the remains of the Bifrost, Nolira had died from a quickly sustained wound to the neck, most likely caused while the Bifrost began to break apart.
You're sure it was her?
As the only member of the crew to have perished, I personally identified her body.
Nolira died trying to help, to save others.
Trying? What do you mean, trying? You said she did it.
She did. She prolonged the ability of the vats to sustain the embryos, but the eventual damage to the vessel was too great, and during the catastrophic ruptures, vats were lost.
My Noli. She always tried to do what she thought was right. It hasn't always worked out. Excuse me.
I'm all that's left.
And we can't tell anyone.
Officially, no casualties have been reported. If we reported the death of one colonist, the public would want to know who it was. And too much interest would lead to an investigation that would reveal our previous plan for Nolira's new life. At this point, Dr. Nolira Jiangantui has been dead for a long time now, and no one named Dr. Nolira Heck died on the Bifrost.
She died doing a good thing, and no one will know. They will still judge Nolira for what she was blamed for. 这个官僚政府一无是处。
夺走我女儿的性命，爸爸，毁了我的家庭。拜托你，来牵我的手。
So, no one died. The vats did not make it, and Nolira has already been gone for months.
Officially, yes.
General, Captain, I think we would like to have time. I'll show you out.
Stay. We will show ourselves out. I am so sorry.
Goodbye. And I'm very sorry for your loss. Your family has done so much for the technocracy, more than our people will ever know.
I hate having to lie to them. I've spent years trying to help this family.
Nolira may not be dead, but she's gone. And it's not a lie to have them feel like they lost their daughter because she was trying to do the right thing.
I've spent years building lies for that family, not against them.
This one was for them too.
Upset with the words of the old man, the three men left the field. In the years to come, the words of the old man came to pass. One man, spurred into action by the man's words, joined a voyage at sea, but soon drowned. The second man, unfazed by the man's words, stayed in the village and was so unhealthy in his laziness, he caught illness and died. The last young man, spurned by his neighbors, turned to crime and, when climbing a tree to evade capture, fell and snapped his neck. The old man lived a long life and grew older and grayer still, and feasted on the fruits of his trees with his many friends and family. When the year finally came when the old man passed away, he left behind a farm so rich and heavy with crops that his family never wanted for anything but a good day's work. I will be the earth.
Good morning, Nolira.
Good morning, Allie. Is there anything you want to do today?
So much.
I knew you would say that.
Did you find one you like?
This one is nice. Has a similar taste to a green jasmine blend, but the caffeine content is much lower, while the theobromine is more concentrated. It could be used for medical extractions, if needed. For now, it's a great breakfast drink. Allie, it's been months, but I haven't had to charge.
I am charging your limbs using the inbuilt ambience power. You will not need to address your limbs' needs until they require maintenance or an upgrade.
Oh, well, thank you. Allie, I saw something last night.
The constructs have been repairing the window on the complex across the courtyard from your room. I am sorry if I kept you awake.
No, that's fine. It was something later in the evening. Bright lights streaking across the sky like meteors.
Yes. I've been bringing down smaller satellites into the upper atmosphere across the planet to break them up for reclamation. You most likely saw a portion of debris as it burned.
Well, it was pretty.
There is something else that is pretty which I would like to share with you. Will you follow me?
Of course. One second. Right behind you. Do you think we can expand the lab for new spectrometers? I want to start working on a local botanic solution to topical UVA-UVB protection.
I can have space prepared by the end of the day. It will take me 3 days to build an appropriate UV spectrometer, given the currently available resources.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Here we are, Nolira.
Oh, wow. I didn't know any were being born today. The first one.
Atrenin. Their gestational ranges vary slightly more than those of humans. What would you like to call the first citizen of the Emergence?
Looks like a Benin to me. So little.
Benin.
What do I do?
My constructs will care for Benin's needs. For now, the child must sleep.
Yeah, they do that. I can't believe I've really been here this long.
You have a great aptitude for filling your time. Your research is an interesting process to watch, and I am happy to see you venture outside the complex more often. You treat Jian like a home.
It's nice to see more of the world, even if it's just a few kilometers away. And one day the children like Benin will want to see the world. Climb trees, count flowers, hide in large shrubs to scare the others. Maybe those are just the things I did as a kid.
I am sorry for all the pain I've caused you, Nolira. I hope that now, and in the future, you will forgive me and understand why I protected the Emergence so thoroughly.
I forgive you. Allie?
Nolira, are you happy now?
Vast Horizon, written and created by K.A. Statz, produced with sound design by Travis Vengroff, mixed and mastered by Brandon Strader, with additional sound design and editing by Dane Leonardson, and featuring executive producer Dennis Greenhill. Starring Siobhan Lumsden as Dr. Nolira Eck, Tanya Maloyevich as Ali, A.R. Olivieri as Sergeant Lawrence, Christy Luce as Poiano, Tianyi Skarkson as Arnfien Stonen, Daniel Demeron as Sansanon Anrun, David Devereaux as Auden Barrow, David Ault as Captain Sarpon, Lonnie Manella as Commander Gron, L. Jeffrey Moore as Captain Park, Peter Joseph Lewis as Kenpin and Trun, Benja Saharlowa as Dr. Nyoto Jemison Mametya, and Suling Chan as Admiral Lau. Also featuring Daniel Munoz, Dario Oman, Max Lando, Naomi McMillan, Juliana Gutierrez Arango, Diane Casanova, Garen Fitzgerald, Marisha Tapara, Angela Liu, Jordan Cobb, Sophie Yang, Uyn Chung, Sam Yao, Kareen Cromfley, Vic Ramirez, and Dane Leonardson. Adrift and New Skies were written and performed by Brandon Boone, with additional orchestration by Stephen Millen and performances by the Budapest Scoring Choir. A Little Star was written by Travis Vengroff and K.A. Statz, arranged and performed by Brandon Strader. Translations were provided by Sophie Yang and Hannah Quirikia. The show would not have been possible without the support of our patrons. Please consider supporting this and future shows by joining us on patreon.com/foolandscholar or by sharing this show with a friend. We'd also like to give a special thanks to patrons Wyatt Denman, Will Gulhue, Trevor Childers, Thomas Eggers, Swansong, Shelby, the Skarkson Family, Ravenheart, Nika, Mr. Book, Matt Schnabel, Marshall Mintz, Mark Maria, Marcus Larson, Maiko Villegas, Larry Dickerson, Larissa, Kevin Roberts, Katinka Van S, Caleb Meredith, Jonathan Booker, Joe Talach, Jillian Jacobo, Jesse Wolf, Jerry Bookhammer, Jack Sardis, Juanicio Guzman Medina, James Mahaffey, James Carroll, Jack Revel, Jack Grant, Ian McConnell, Hollow Ripper, Hannah Wusso, Haley, Grumpasaurus, Evan Nugent, Ellen DeDangerous, Durgan, Duck Moo, Drusty, Kathy Deadly Blonde Robinson, Daniel Stewart, Daddy Cupcake, Colton J, Chi the Mermaid Hunter, Caleb Gilbert, Brian Hancock, Brian Stillwell, Bjorn Peterson, Audrey Deeren, Anthony Gaba, Ada, Aaron Wharton, Punkin, Carol Vengroff, and Dennis Greenhill. This production is copyrighted 2021 by Fool and Scholar Productions, and Vast Horizon is a trademark of K.A. Statz. We hope you'll join us in the future for new skies, new people, and new stories. Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet. As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.